Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
The crew of TR, the morning show, send them to the middle of the sun so they don't come back.
Howard Simon.
He is a bum. B-U-M. Exclamation point, exclamation point. Hold the key down on the computer. He's a bum. And so's
Jeremy White.
Jeremy's a very good person, and really that's all I'm going to say at this point. Really don't want to get into the other parts of it. Just want to keep that between us.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Very interesting. So, Sal, give the update you were just giving me.
Yeah, so according to Adam Schefter, the visits have wrapped up for tight end Greg Olsen. He is now in contract negotiations with the Bills, the Redskins, and the Seahawks, per his source. So that means the way it reads to me is...
All three teams are making offers to him.
It's going to come down to whatever he feels is the best deal. That doesn't mean most money, necessarily. It could be anything, right?
Could be term. Two teams offer 1 year, and another team says, we'll give you 2 years.
Sure. It could be... Or guaranteed money. It could be just guaranteed money. Well, we'll give you a base salary of this, or signing bonus. It doesn't have to be straight money. There's just a lot of things to consider. But the Bills are still in this mix. Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe, our afternoon show producer, just tweeted out, the Bills have $32 million more in cap space than Seattle, $43 more than Washington. The Bills would seem to be in a better position financially than either of these two teams. They have over $80 million theoretically available before free agency begins. That's not including signing any of their own right now.
Get to calls in a moment, 803-0550. A couple people wanted to have something on your eye surgery discussion. But
okay.
It's funny, I would have thought with Olsen, it wouldn't necessarily come down to a term or money thing. Like, it would be more about a fit. And maybe it would be where he thinks he's got a better shot to win this coming season because he's at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. There, you know, he has a standing offer, I guess, from Fox. If you don't want to play football anymore, he was on one of the XFL broadcasts last weekend.
By the way, this could be part of the deal. There could be something he wants in his deal. I don't know.
See, that's why I'm
wondering, could he say, whichever team is willing to let me do certain things in media? Like, I don't know.
Or like, hey, I don't need to show up for OTAs. I'm doing XFL games.
It could be any of that.
Because I think, honestly, if I'm him, I don't know how much he's made for his career. And I don't know that it would be term or money. I always thought it would be fit. Fit and am I winning? If this is my final stop, my final team, can I be in the playoffs next season? Who's the quarterback? What do I get along? Do I know anybody on the team? Is it a comfortable fit? What do I think of the head coach? Obviously he knows Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, but he knows Ron Rivera too. Mm-hmm. Who's on the coaching staff? He even said when he gave an interview to a radio station in Charlotte last week, he said it's even beyond that. It's not just who I know, it's who I don't know. What are the other assistant coaches like that? What's the strength and training staff like? You know, like to me, the facilities, like I would think with him, it's where does he just feel comfortable with everything that goes involved in where you're going to play next season? Not 1 year versus 2 years. I'm going to guess he's not hurting for money. He's been adequately compensated in his NFL career. And I wouldn't think, is it like, Washington's offering 5 and the Bills are offering 12. I mean, I wouldn't think there'd be a huge gap in contract offers.
I do wonder, though. I wonder if any of these teams is willing to go even over a year for him at his age.
Right.
But that might be it. Maybe
I'd rather not. If I were the Bills, I would certainly offer a 1 year contract.
Mm-hmm. But what if the difference is give me two years?
Give me 2. Guaranteed.
And I'll do it.
Like, is he asking for how much, like you said, how much of a guarantee does he want?
I mean, if that's the deal, if that's the breaking, would you do it? I know you'd like to have him here. So if he said, look, I'm getting a 1 year deal from the Skins and the Seahawks, if you guarantee me 2, I'll do it.
I would.
For the same money.
I would, because it's not like we're talking 4 years. Mm-hmm. I think you're talking, in the bigger picture, if he stays for a second year, let's say he's not productive, he signs a 2 year deal, does the 2 year deal really screw the Bills over for 2 years? I don't think it would, because of how much cap space they have this year and should still have next year.
And by the way, I think all of this is so fascinating because there's no CBA. Right now, there's nothing to even go on for next year and how much any team is going to have, how they're going to structure any of this stuff, right?
Yeah, right?
So I think a lot of that plays into how this all plays out. But as of right now, the Bills do have quite a bit of cap space, and they're set to have a lot more even next year, next offseason. They're in a good spot if this, if that were the case.
It's funny. It's
if that were the breaking point.
It's like it's almost like a blind bid for a project.
Yes.
You all submit your bids.
Yes.
Or you're bidding for a house against another person, couple, whatever. And every, you know, put in your best offer and they'll let you know who wins. And it's like,
interesting.
Yeah, it is. 803-0550 to join us. Tom in Batavia, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to have a relaxing drive to work, and Sal came up with that, the eye surgery, and I had to call.
Why?
I think it's in the...
Did it not make you relaxed? I don't understand.
I was like rushing to get to work, so
I got you.
And only because I played baseball my entire life, and I kind of put it in the same category as like Tommy John surgery. Corrective surgery, over time, your eyes wear out. Just like, you know, a pitcher's arm.
Sure, wears down, yeah.
I also know that people do have, I've seen where pitchers have had the Tommy John surgery who haven't needed it because sometimes the way the correct surgery is, it makes your tendon stronger.
Do you think that's right?
Do I think it's right?
Because that's exactly what I'm talking about. I think to me there's a difference here, Matt, and I appreciate you saying over time your eyes were out because that's true. Obviously, we get older.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't think of that from a young age as a baseball player would be that would happen. But to me, it's the question of the corrective surgery. Like you're saying, you have an injury versus someone who just says, I just want to see better to be a better ball player and have an advantage.
And I guess, too, Tom, it comes down to I think where Sal's going with this is the term competitive advantage. And whether if you believe that a batter would have a competitive advantage, maybe, I mean, other batters could do it, but you would have a competitive advantage over the pitcher.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think overall is that baseball, if you're not trying to do things that improve your performance, if you don't try to do things like steal signs, that's part of the game. It's the technology piece that comes into it.
Yeah.
Eye surgery, I don't think, is like wearing a buzzer on your chest.
But it is using technology to make your eyesight better, which could, in theory, enhance your batting average.
Well, that's the same thing with any injury, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because technology, surgery, all that. I get it. Yeah, it's interesting. I've always thought about it. I'm glad that it sparked a discussion. I'm not just dismissed on this.
It's funny. Now I'm trying to think of, like, Tom's point.
Called him Matt. Matt's the next call. I apologize. It was
all right.
Tom. Sorry, Tom.
Tom, thanks for the call. I was actually trying to think of, you know what made me think? What's the name of the stupid movie with the kid who becomes the Cubs pitcher? The little kid? Rowan Gardner, whatever the... Remember that where he becomes the relief pitcher? He falls on his arm.
I think I know the movie. I can't remember, though.
The kid falls on his arm, and he hurts it. And when then when his arm is better, all of a sudden, he can throw a ball like 100 miles an hour. You guys didn't see the... Okay, forget it.
No.
Anyway, I was thinking to the point of, could you have a surgery? Like Tom brought up Tommy John surgery. Basically, would a guy go... If he realizes he's lost a few miles an hour off his fastball, and he goes to the doctor, and it's a bionic arm discussion, you know? Like, okay, doc, make my arm stronger. So now my fastball goes back up. It's, I don't know, a guy has an MCL or some kind of leg injury, and somehow can you perform a surgery that strengthens his leg to the point where he becomes faster? I have no idea. Actually, you know, the arm thing could even be for outfielders too. You know, maybe all of a sudden the outfielder is gunning guys out at the plate or on extra bases.
Funny. You know, yeah. I think it's a different way to enhance something different that people do every day in this. Steroids aren't something that the common person does. LASIK eye surgery is something normal people do.
Sure.
So we don't think about it or ever put it in that bucket.
Rookie of the Year. Thank you, Twitter. Rookie of the Year.
It's
a really good movie. What the heck are you doing here?
I know. I thought the same thing. I saw
Bulldogs
him.
Here. You turn around, you look at...
I saw him chatting with our boss.
Look, I know we're late to breaks, but it is not 3 o'clock.
I saw him chatting with our boss.
Look up,
but I walked by and I didn't see his face. And I'm like, that's Bulldog. Like, there's nobody that big in the building.
Such an imposing figure. That's
right.
You look up,
there's nobody that big in our building.
Whoa, there's a huge dude with a gray beard.
Uh-oh. Maybe he's here to tell you something bad or something. He, like, walked in the studio just
now. I'm
going to
need your fob. There's been a change.
A little change?
The boss wants to see your sponsor sheets. Company has decided to go in a different direction. the final hour of the morning show. I'm sorry. I'm a little late.
Hey, what do you think about this discussion?
Give me a little while to scrape off the truck.
Hi, Bob.
What discussion? You think I listen? What?
Let me ask you.
Wow. Here,
well, I just got out of the truck and walked in here. I was listening before,
I just brought it up.
Walking in,
just I just kind of brought
phone.
It up.
No, the app keeps dropping off.
Somebody has to steer this show back.
Not my show.
That's right.
They're asking for Bulldogs Fob.
I have no idea what's going on in the studio. Do not blame me for anything that was just said. Did not come out of my mouth.
I got to tell you, that's the line of the
Entercom,
year.
Entercom, radio.com, WGR.
I'll put it on the board with their stat of the year.
That is the line of the year. That's right up there with Jim Crane going, you know, it didn't impact the game.
Oh, Lord.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
I got to give him a hug.
I
love Bulldog.
Wow, now I really wish I hadn't come.
Did you go last night to the game?
What's that?
Did you go last night to the game?
No, I didn't. I know you were there.
It was a really nice night.
Yeah.
It was a nice night.
Yeah. It's nice. I think we, it's so long ago now, and the way the Golisano ownership ended, mm-hmm. I went off the rails in 2007 with Drury and Briere leaving, and then, by the end, it was, they had to make the books work and not lose money. So I think, we soured on that. But it was nice for me to see them get recognized for what they did, mm-hmm. When they pulled the team out of bankruptcy and bought it and stabilized it. And, I mean, more than stabilized it in 05 and 06 and 07, like those were some of the best times we've ever had. And, those guys get sort of just swept aside because of how it ended.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget that they played a very important part
back
together.
They're in that middle ground. Because as badly as things went with the Regases, you'd gone to the cup final. And then with the Pegulas, you went back to the plus. But they're in that middle ground where you kind of forget. You're right. You forget about, there was 05, 06, and there was 06, 07. And those are two of the best teams this franchise has ever put together.
Yeah.
But you couldn't keep them together. That's the problem.
Right. So,
How you doing? You all right? You need anything? You need money? Anything? Are you okay? You're not destitute?
If you're given, I could always use some money. It's the weekend.
I had a peanut butter bar, but I gave it to Brayton. So, all right.
So we started on this discussion about, I asked a question and said, I could very well be just a complete moron for asking this question.
Okay, I did hear this. I didn't know you were still talking about the LASIK surgery.
Because people are now calling about it. And, we could talk about the Sabres 2000 night. Nobody called. We get LASIK surgery and baseball, and people are calling. And you wear glasses. If an athlete decides, not correctively because something happened, but just to say, I want to have better than perfect vision, is that not any different than enhancing your body with steroids?
I guess it's similar enough. I just don't know if we, I don't know how prevalent that is.
Right.
And how available that sort of procedure is. So, the first time I've ever thought about it is when you brought it up.
Okay.
So, I don't have a fully formed opinion about it. To really be able to deliver
that for you. I only thought about it again. I've thought about it before in my life, but I thought about it again because of Jameis Winston. And I'm like, well, did he have bad vision, or is he just like, I want to see better? And I'm like, why is that different than
I would have reacted
anybody else?
Saying, okay, he must have felt his vision is, he actually threw 30-plus touchdowns, but something with his vision is affecting his passing game to the point where he thinks it's a negative. I need to get it corrected.
Yeah,
why else would he get
anyway?
LASIK surgery.
Or he just said he got the surgery so that people will think his eyesight will be better.
That's what happens when you throw 30 TDs to enhance his value on the open market.
I'm going to see a doctor. I'm going to need to see a doctor. No. Okay, Jameis, you're going to have to do something for me here.
Yeah, his asking price just went up $5 million a year, probably.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks.
Yeah,
man.
I got nothing. I'm here to record some commercials.
It's nice to see you. You got the day off.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to put you on the show then.
No, I feel bad now. I mean, I walked in. Brayton didn't have a gun.
I walked by our boss, Alan Davis's office. I saw you. I did not see your face, but immediately, that's Bulldog sitting in the chair. And it struck me. I had to do a double take. So you're here a little bit earlier than
normal.
I
never get to see you.
Yeah,
so
I'm an early riser. Mm-hmm. I take Leo to school and go to the gym.
You know what?
There you go.
It's funny. There are mornings I look up. And I see a tweet from you, and it's like 5:45, and I'm thinking, what the heck is he doing? Why isn't he sleeping?
Well, I am, when you wake up in the morning, you have to get up years old.
Yeah.
That's how it's
good.
There's no rolling back over, pulling, I was going to sleep for another couple
hours. I should go back and look, there's that 2:45 a.m. Bulldog tweet. You can't sleep through the night.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, man. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you. Thanks.
Enjoy your day off.
Making some time. All right.
Good luck to GGS.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, big weekend.
Big weekend. I saw your tweet. Yeah.
Victory Honda is a perennial power. They're awesome. Down to play Nichols today and tomorrow.
Cool.
So it should be fun.
Have fun with that.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Bulldog.
Text me the schedule. Maybe we'll head over there. That'd be great.
Sure. Well, 4:15 this afternoon, 11 a.m. tomorrow.
11 a.m. At Nichols. At Nichols. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right, the arena we go to with Max to learn
Max
to skate.
Does his skating.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
At whatever rink they're calling it these days. Yeah. It's a nice place, actually. It's a nice rink. Yeah.
It's a good barn, yeah.
All right. Have fun. Hope he plays well.
All right, thanks. Yeah, me too.
Nice to see you, Bulldog.
Howard, did you see...
You still want my fob? You what? No? I'm good? All right.
One former NFL player and one former NFL coach have now become parts of high school staffs. And one of them, Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, I saw that.
Stevie Johnson has been named the head football coach at his alma mater, nice. Rodriguez High School in California. He is the head coach. And on top of that, my buddy, I've known him for years down in Florida, Doug Fernandez, writes for the Sarasota Herald Tribune, broke a story yesterday. Todd Haley is now the offensive coordinator at Riverview High School in Sarasota, Florida.
The former NFL coach?
Yes, is
former
the
Browns
offensive
and
coordinator
assistant.
Really? At a high school in Sarasota, Florida, Riverview High School. Now, Riverview High School has produced lots of pros over the years. They're a big-time program. But still, he is the offensive
Not
coordinator.
Not even a college job somewhere.
Right, and I know he does have a home down there, Todd Haley.
Okay.
That's amazing to me.
It's funny. I want to get to Matt's call here in a second, but maybe you get to a point where you're like, you know, I don't want to deal with pro athletes. I don't want to deal with college kids. I just want to go back to like a grassroots thing and teach kids the game. Like that might be really rewarding for someone at that point.
Didn't Larry Brown do that? I think he did.
The high school level?
Maybe. I know he was a high school coach. I don't know if he went back to
I know he ended up at SMU at some point and kind of rebuilt that program.
I don't know if he went back to high school. Hmm. A guy there has done it. In basketball, but for NFL coach.
I could see, again, maybe he just can't find a job. I don't know.
Right.
But I could see the whole, you might get to a point in your life where you go, I want to work with kids.
What about the
fact,
though?
It might
be
very rewarding for them. You know?
Did you watch Hard Knocks when he was on?
Yes, I did. It was awkward. The coaching staff meetings with him and Greg Williams and everything.
And you know the stories about Todd Haley. There's a lot of stories about Todd Haley. He's
not the easiest guy to get along with.
Totally. Yeah. So that's why this also seemed to me like, wow, what are you?
That's what.
What
I
is
said,
this going to happen? What's going
to
happen?
He doesn't
here?
Want to deal with that. I should have probably included pro coaches. But yeah, he seemed
for him
like,
with high school kids though is a little
like
scary
a
to me right
tough
now.
Guy
to think about that
to deal with.
But you know what? Some people like that. I will tell you. Some people like that are way better dealing with kids anyway. And
maybe that's his forte.
It may be something that he's going to be really good at and excel at. But his personality, abrasive the way it is,
irascible,
seems like maybe that won't be the case. I don't know. I just find it interesting that's the case
with Stevie. I look forward to see what phrases are written on undershirts for the players on those teams. On his team. Okay, guys, here's how you lift your shirt and have a little message. So, Happy New Year or Why So Serious?
Why So Serious?
Or whatever the heck it was.
I think he did both.
He did two because he did one in the New England game. Uh-huh. Did he do one? He did one in Cincinnati.
That was the Why So Serious.
Did he do one in the New England,
game?
Or did he mimic the Patriot musket guy?
Yeah,
right?
that was it.
And that's what got him in trouble with Chan, right?
Yeah, because Chan had said, if you get any more personal fouls, I have to bench you. And then he didn't. He got benched. And people were mad. You're like, well, wait a minute. He said he was going to do it. So I always felt okay about that. Oh, so when I read the story about Stevie, the high school tweeted something out with a video. It said, Stevie Johnson. So the way they wrote it was they said, Rodriguez, former NFL star Stevie Johnson, and Hall of Famer. And obviously they meant Rodriguez Hall of Famer.
He was a new
Hall of Famer for the school.
Yeah.
But there were people who tweeted me back and said, are they that dumb? He's not in NFL Hall of Fame. I said, no, they mean he's in their Hall of Fame.
That's funny.
And they're promoting him now as their head coach.
Hey, Edwin tweeted in, Josh McCown apparently was coaching high school kids during the week
yes.
while playing football this year.
he was flying back and forth, I guess, and working with the kids.
And I think that's cool. I just think a former NFL head coach who's still in his prime coaching years, by the way.
Yeah,
this
is not like
Todd Haley's not a really old guy.
And didn't return and come back like Chan Gailey.
That's right. So, yeah, I know then that's happened. And Chris Wanky was coaching. He had been in the NFL as a coach. He went down to IMG Academy in Florida. Mm-hmm. He was their head coach for a little while. So I know that's happened, but that was a little stunning to me to see that Todd Haley is doing that. But good luck to him and good luck to Stevie Johnson. I think Stevie will be great with kids. Like he'll be, they'll love having him around. I hope that Todd Haley is, and I hope he understands their kids and they're not adults that, you know, this is a full-time, multi-billion-dollar business.
I think he would.
I hope so.
Come on, you've got to have a different approach. Matt, thanks for holding on. You're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Sure. Thanks, guys. Yeah, Sal, it's an interesting question. It's literally the only 10 minutes of the show I heard is you talking about this question, but I work in the healthcare field, and I work with anabolic steroids. And what I would say the difference is between any eye surgery to improve your eye or any surgery to improve your ligaments in your arm, that's what they're indicated for. They're legal procedures. That's what they're meant to do to improve your eyes and improve, let's say, UCL surgery will improve your ligaments. Now, whether you get it, when you need it or not, if you don't need it and you get it anyway, that's more of an ethical question that the provider would have to come into, whereas anabolic steroids, which are Schedule 3 controlled substances, they're not indicated to either heal acute injuries or obviously for sports enhancement. They're indicated for things like patients who have deficiencies in these hormones, individuals with dwarfism, developmental disorders, things like that. So whereas it's an ethical question when getting a procedure that you don't need, it becomes more of a legal issue when you take a substance even with or without a prescription. Even if I tear my ACL, I am not supposed to get testosterone to make that better. That's not what it's indicated for. So even a provider who gets a prescription for something like that is acting inappropriately because that's not what those medications are for. So I think it becomes an ethical question versus a legal question.
And that's why I asked, let me ask you, you work in the health field.
Yeah.
Do you think it's ethical and okay if a baseball player or tennis player, someone who has to see a ball going very fast at them, and be able to, hit it the other way. Do you think it's okay for them to get surgery that is not needed for correctiveness, but to make them better?
Honestly, I would say no, although I'm sure it happens. Because most normal people, most physicians or anybody who does these procedures are not doing it on lay people. They're not doing it on the normal population. So I'm sure with money involved and contacts, you're going to find a team physician who's going to take a UCL in an elbow that is not wrong or is not injured and then perform a procedure so you can get more whip on it and throw a ball faster.
Right.
That would probably happen. But there's, that increases cost to the entire healthcare system. It opens up the player to side effects that, they wouldn't necessarily need to be a part of. So, again, I think that's ethically incorrect. So I personally would be against that.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's interesting. It's almost like with the eye thing, Sal. Like, again, let's say you have 20/20 and you think, I could get my eyes enhanced. It's going to help my batting average.
A friend texted me and said he got 20/15 after having surgery.
Right, you would go to the, I guess I'm getting to who's responsible here. Like, if you do this, you're the player, you walk into the LASIK center, you set up the appointment, does the doctor ask why you're getting this done?
Right.
Do they have to see, would they do an eye test to determine, you're 20/20, you don't need surgery. Do they just do the surgery?
I still want it.
And does the doctor say, would the doctor then go, 20/20 and he wants to improve his eyes? Does he notify Major League Baseball that a guy came in? Does the guy tell the doctor, I want better eyesight so I can hit the ball better? I mean, I just like, what exactly, I don't know.
It's a great question.
It kind of opens up does anybody say anything about it?
I've thought about it a lot, which is I don't know. That's a slippery slope.
If I walk into a LASIK center with my glasses, they know. Okay, you want to get improved eyesight.
And you could say, I can't really read the computer screen in front of me when I'm on the radio.
Give me a book, and I'll be like, what? But I mean, I've never gone to a LASIK center. Do you have to come in with documentation or go through a test that shows you don't have 20/20? Or do they just take your word for it and say, okay, sure, you're sign up and we'll go ahead and do this?
I agree with Matt. It is an ethical issue, which is why I brought it up. But there you go. I'm glad that though this half hour has not been a, I can't believe you'd be so dumb to ask the question like
that. It's funny. The Astros thing, it is also an ethical issue. I mean, they broke the actual rule, but they also didn't follow ethics when they all knew They could have stopped, and they just kept going. So it's ethics and rules that they went 0 for 2 on those. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. You know what we're going to do here? Guess what? We got another pair of tickets to give away to see the Rolling Stones Saturday, June 6th at New Era Field. Minimum value of the prize, $180. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. General contest rules apply. You need to answer a Rolling Stones trivia question. What Stones song was their first to reach number one on the United States charts? Okay? First Stones song to get to number one on the U.S. charts. If you think you know what it is, give us a call, 644-9878, number to call. Brayton's clearing out the contest lines. We'll start with caller number 10, take the first correct caller, and if that's you, you're going to see the Stones. 644-9878. Make sure you call 644-9878. If you call the other number, you're not going to win. 644-9878. And by the way, if you don't win tickets in a half hour, they're going on sale at livenation.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's Joey Logano back to the inside. This side-by-side battle, two car lengths behind race leader Denny Hamlin.
Off turn four for the final time. Denny Hamlin's trying to block all lanes. He's to the outside, to the inside, to the checkered flag. Denny Hamlin has won the 61st edition of the Daytona 500.
All right, yeah, we're going to get to some auto racing talk, which means we're going to bring in Dave Buchanan in a second. Stay tuned for Extendo, because we're going to play some interesting sound from a talk show host in Boston about Tom Brady's future. And I got to take a look. I didn't even see this until just now. The Zach Kassian kicking a guy last night. Apparently, because people are tweeting out, Zach Kassian, former Sabre, is going to have an in-person hearing with the NHL. Because oh, it's Chernak, huh? All right, I don't feel so bad now. That's the guy who hit Darlene, right? Isn't it? So if I say Chernak had it coming to him, does that make me a bad person, Brayton?
Well, there's no room for kicking in the game of
hockey. I haven't seen the clip.
Anyway,
I got to look at the clip. I haven't really seen it. But Kassian's getting an in-person hearing today. So we'll get to that. We'll get to the sound on Brady. Stat of the day, and then we'll get to Dave. Stat of the day. So you know what? The Sabres won last night. Eichel had a magnificent offensive night. And he had to make up for it because I think it's possible that that was his guy who scored the game-tying goal at the end with the extra guy on the ice. Anyway, stat of the day. Brought to you by Strategic Financial Solutions. Love where you work, Strategic Financial Solutions. Jack had a goal and two assists last night. He now has a point, at least a point, in 35 of his last 39 games. We're talking all the way back to mid-November, the night he scored four goals against Ottawa. Since then, 39 games. He's got 54 points. 24 goals, 30 assists, 54 points in 39 games. Mm-hmm. And if the Sabres were in a playoff position, this guy would be in the MVP discussion. I'm assuming he might not be, but he would be for sure. Stat of the day, brought to you by Strategic Financial Solutions. Love where you work, Strategic Financial Solutions. So it's a busy weekend. You know, we talked about the college basketball games going on, the Big Four teams playing, the XFL, the Sabres in Toronto Sunday, and the Daytona 500 on Sunday. You know what the deal is. I know nothing about auto racing, so if there's something to be talked about with auto racing, we get in touch with our man Fast Track. Dave Buchanan and Fast Track is back for another season, and Dave's with us right now on the Western Hotline. Hello, Mr. Buchanan. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Happy frigid Valentine's Day.
It is, but at least the sun's out, and, you know, we've been really fortunate to this point, so I guess Mother Nature's allowed to have a single-digit day every now and then.
Yeah, I guess I got another stat of the day for you. I saw it on Twitter, I think, from one of the meteorologists of Channel 2. Last winter, we had 14 single-digit days, and this is our first this year. So, yes, we are very fortunate.
Not complaining at all, yeah. And I think we were above average, like, by 9. He kicked him in the chest with his skate. That's really bad. Okay, sorry. I don't have ADHD, but just I get distracted sometimes. So, instead of Daytona 500, Dave, let's go big picture. Let me get right to the point here. Series favorites this year. Who are some of the guys you're keeping an eye on this year as favorites?
For the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series, it's going to be a lot like last year, I think. There's not a ton of changes to the car from this year from last year to this year because they're getting ready for a new car in 2021. So I think a lot of this year is going to be a lot like last year, and that is the Toyotas are going to be the dominant manufacturer, and that especially the cars from Joe Gibbs Racing. So I think you got to look at defending champion Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex as the championship favorites going into this season.
Okay, not that I'm a betting man, but what about dark horses?
To be honest, for the championship, I don't think there's going to be many dark horses.
Okay.
I really, when you look at the 16 drivers that made the playoffs this year, I think it's safe to assume that you could probably put 14 of those out of the 16 into the playoff field this year. There's a big gap once you get outside that 16, top 16, 18 cars in the series. It really, the talent level kind of falls off after that, performance-wise, you know, and how much money these teams have. So, like I said, it's going to be a lot of familiar faces at the front of the field. You know, one guy that should make the playoffs that didn't last year, though, is Jimmy Johnson, who's going into his final season as a full-time NASCAR driver this year.
So, yeah, I want to ask you about that. But to back kind of to the dark horses, then, how about this? Whether it's a newcomer to the series or younger guys still on the series that maybe could make some noise over the course of the year, anybody come to mind?
Kyle Larson, I think, is one. He's in a contract year with Chip Ganassi Racing. He's a very talented driver out of California who loves to race on dirt with sprint cars. He won the Chili Bowl Nationals this January in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He has won some races in the Cup Series but hasn't had that truly breakout year, I think, that everybody's been expecting from him. So he's someone I look at in a big year for him, especially concerning his future in the sport. He's someone that I could see have a big year if he can really, if the 42 team can really have a solid season.
We're with Dave Buchanan, and I'll have him get a plug in for Fast Track in a moment. You mentioned Jimmy Johnson. You got any thoughts about this being his final, at least full-time year on the circuit?
It won't be when we go to Phoenix in November, it won't be the last time you see Jimmy Johnson behind the wheel of a race car, that's for sure. Yes, he's going to retire from full-time NASCAR racing and living the NASCAR life of being on the road 38, 40 weeks out of the year. But Jimmy attended a IndyCar test session this past week at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. I think Jimmy wants to run IndyCar. He wants to run the Indianapolis 500. He wants to do some sports car racing. So I think Jimmy's going to enjoy his retirement years between spending time with his wonderful family and doing some racing on the side, just not doing it 38 weeks out of the year like he currently is in NASCAR. A driver whose talent and accomplishments weren't fully appreciated when he was winning all his titles because he was such a dominant force in the sport. But as the years go by, people will look back on the era of this era of the sport as the Jimmy Johnson era when he joined Earnhardt and Petty as a 7-time champion. And I know they had a bad year last year, but don't count out him going out on top winning an eighth championship this year. I mean, it's obviously it's a long season, but you know that's something
if throw a couple bucks on that.
I tried to do a little homework, Dave, to try and impress you. Now, from what I read, this is the final year of contracts with Trax. So what, I mean, and you had mentioned to me that there would be some more changes, maybe more rules changes, things coming in 2021. What's going to be coming down the road? And is the Glen going to be a part of the schedule going forward? Are they pretty safe when it comes to Trax?
Yes, for several reasons. The Watkins Glen is very safe. The biggest reason is the fact that NASCAR owns Watkins Glen International.
That helps. Okay.
Yeah, they were the International Speedway Corporation was a parent company of NASCAR. They merged last year for financial reasons. So NASCAR owns Watkins Glen. So they're not going to take dates away from their own track.
Yep.
On top of that, they sell tickets. They've sold out their reserve seating for the last few years. I don't know how many in a row it is. I apologize to track president Michael Printup for not knowing that off the top of my head. But it's a very popular facility. The campgrounds are always packed. They sell out their reserve seats. They're in no danger of losing their date.
Good.
Had this been 25 years ago when NASCAR was trying to put a track in New York City, had that happened, they may have lost their date back then. But for now, it's very safe going forward.
Good. Okay, so Sunday, you can get in, first off, I guess, get in a plug for Fast Track. The show is coming back, so what's coming up Sunday? And then tell us, give us maybe your favorites or your handicap of Sunday's race.
Yeah, Sunday, last week we made our season premiere here on WGR, 14th season here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Something I'm very proud of, and a big thank you to Alan and everybody at Entercom for keeping us on the air this long. We'll be talking to Brant James from bookies.com because now you can legally bet on NASCAR in New York State. So that's something that I've taken an interest in a little bit. And so we're going to talk to Brant about sports wagering in NASCAR, and that's something NASCAR themselves have embraced. We'll also check in with somebody live in Daytona putting together exact details on who we're going to have. We'll have a live guest from Daytona as well, too. So for the race on Sunday, three drivers that I'm really looking at to be favorites, I think, are A, Joey Logano, who I think is the best super speedway driver in the sport, Denny Hamlin, the defending race winner, who I think he had a great year last year, made it to the championship four, just missed out on winning that first championship. I think Denny's going to continue to have another big year this year, and Ricky Stenhouse, who won the pole for Sunday's race. He's a very aggressive driver, and that sometimes gets him into trouble. But if he can keep his car in one piece for 190 laps, he'll be right there at the front. So I think those three drivers are ones to watch on Sunday. But obviously it's going to be the driver that, again, stays out of trouble because the way super speedway racing is in NASCAR these days, it tears up a lot of race cars with the way these guys race each other out there. And you got to be there at the end to win. So if one of those three guys are in that lead pack with about 3 to 5 laps to go, I put my money on them.
All right, Mr. Buchanan, we will look for that on Sunday, and have a good time on the Bandits broadcast as well. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Howard. Always love talking to you. And yeah, Bandits in action tomorrow night at the arena, 7 o'clock against Philadelphia. It's Best Friends Night. Howard, I hope you got my invitation in the mail.
You know what? I think it got lost, Dave. I didn't realize we were BFFs. All right, I will look for it today.
All right, sounds good. But
thanks, Dave.
We'll be on tomorrow at 6:30.
You got it. Have a nice weekend, sir.
You too. Take care.
All right, that is over on our sister station for the Bandits game tomorrow night that Dave was mentioning, ESPN 1520. Extendo Sports coming up in a moment. WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Okay, so this was
Christian Fourier earlier this week on WEEI Radio in Boston about Tom Brady's future with the Pats.
And I would say this because I have changed my percentage.
What do you mean?
I think I was at 90%.
Wait. Percentage of him coming back? Or
percent of him leaving.
Of leaving. Okay, what is it?
I am putting that at 99.6% Tom Brady never wears a Patriots jersey again.
Next time he
shows up at Gillette Stadium, it'll be either as a guest playing for another team or getting a red jacket.
What is the percentage
there,
again?
99.6. He is Gonski. He is not going to return. I've seen it. Call me Neo again. You guys know what happens when everything comes clear to me. I'm 100%, 90% of the time, or at least 60% of the time, I'm 100%.
Always subject to change, as you know.
No. I feel good about this one. I mean, think about it. So I actually, you know what? I actually believe Mike Giardi. I believe there is a house. I believe that Tom Brady is no different than Philip Rivers. They're living the same life. They're both good. Philip Rivers is a free agent now.
2 minute
warning.
Tom
Brady will be a free agent in, you know, I don't know how many days it's going to be. I believe Giardi. I don't believe Curran anymore.
Do you think there's a house?
I do think there's a house. Because if I knew I wasn't coming back to the Patriots, because I think the Patriots knew they weren't signing him before the season started. I believe the Patriots are 100% done. I think the Patriots are okay and ready to move on. And everything that comes out from Ian Rappaport is just bogusness. It's fake. It's narrative changing. It's camouflage. It's not the truth. Because there's going to be this, it's not our fault, fans. They know Brady's not coming back. I don't think they want Brady for $13 million. I don't think they want him, period. And I think that Brady knows it. So why do you like a tweet from the L.A. Chargers?
That's Christian Fourier, who, by the way, that's from Monday.
That's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. That's Christian Fourier. By the way, he is a former teammate of his, by the way. Yes.
Now, he walked it back a little bit on Twitter the next day. But I think it was to the point of, hey, I'm not citing sources. So I think he was trying to make it clear this is his opinion, apparently.
Yep.
He's not basing this on, he talked to the agent,
He probably got some blowback from people and had to come back.
But the way he states it, like, they're done with him. They were done with him before the season began, and he knows it, and they know. I mean, that's pretty – you'd think you'd say that if you're in tune with somebody.
I'm more in line with that part of it than the other part, which is I wouldn't say 90-something percent. I think it's a little more than 50-50 to me that he's gone.
Yeah.
But I do believe that they want to get younger, more mobile. I've believed that.
Yeah.
I think they're
– But his portrayal is they knew last August,
hey,
this is it with Brady.
Yep.
Which is really
interesting. And I don't doubt that, if that's the case.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Have a nice week off. And
thank you.
Instigator is next. Everybody have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.